Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we're exploring a fascinating passage from Psalm 72. This beautiful scripture contains a powerful message about divine kingship, justice, and compassion that still resonates deeply with us today. Today's Bible verses are from Psalm 72, verses 10 to 14. May the kings of Tarshish and the islands bring tribute, the kings of Sheba and Seba offer gifts. May all kings bow before him, all nations serve him. For he rescues the poor when they cry out, the oppressed who have no one to help. He shows pity to the needy and the poor, and saves the lives of the poor. From extortion and violence he redeems them, for precious is their blood in his sight.
The image of kings from distant lands bringing tribute is truly remarkable. Think about it, Tarshish representing the far western edges of the known world, and Sheba and Seba from the south, all coming to acknowledge a greater authority. This wasn't just about bringing expensive gifts or paying taxes. It was a profound act of submission and recognition of God's ultimate sovereignty. These weren't small-time rulers either. They were powerful monarchs in their own right, yet here they are bowing before God's appointed king. It paints a picture of universal acknowledgement of God's authority, from the coastlands to the deserts, from the richest kingdoms to the most distant territories. What's particularly striking is how this speaks to God's universal reign. It wasn't just about one nation or one people group. The psalm envisions all nations, all peoples, all rulers coming under God's authority. This wasn't achieved through military conquest or political maneuvering, but through the recognition of God's righteous rule and perfect justice. Even today, this passage reminds us that true authority doesn't come from earthly power or wealth. It comes from recognizing and submitting to God's sovereignty. Whether we're talking about modern nations' leaders or our own lives, the principle remains the same. There's one true king above all others. But what really touches my heart about this passage is how quickly it shifts from the grandeur of kings and tributes to something much more personal, God's deep concern for the poor and oppressed. After all this talk about powerful rulers, the psalm zeroes in on those who have no power at all. Think about the contrast here. We've just heard about kings bringing expensive gifts, and now we're hearing about God rescuing those who cry out in desperation. These aren't people who can offer elaborate tributes. They're the ones who have nothing, absolutely nothing, except their cry for help. The passage tells us that God shows special attention to those who have no one to help them. When everyone else has turned away, when all other doors are closed, when it seems like no one is listening, that's exactly when God steps in. He doesn't just notice their plight, he actively intervenes on their behalf. This isn't just about providing temporary relief either. The psalm speaks of God showing pity to the needy and poor and saving their lives. It's about complete restoration, about lifting people out of desperate situations and giving them hope for a future. It's about a God who cares so deeply that he personally involves himself in the lives of those society often overlooks. What makes this even more remarkable is that this comes in a psalm about kingship. It's saying that true greatness, true leadership, true power isn't measured by how many tributes you receive, but by how you treat the weakest members of society. This is what real authority looks like, not exploiting the vulnerable, but protecting them. One of the most profound statements in this passage is how it describes the value of human life, particularly the lives of those who are often undervalued by society. The text tells us that their blood is precious in God's sight. Just let that sink in for a moment. The same God who receives tribute from kings considers the life of every poor and oppressed person to be precious. This isn't just empty words or a nice sentiment. The passage shows God actively standing against exploitation and violence. He doesn't simply disapprove of injustice. He takes action to redeem people from it. When the text says he redeems them, it's painting a picture of God as a rescuer, someone who pays the price to set captives free.
Think about what this means in practical terms. Every person who's been pushed to the margins, every individual who's been treated as disposable by society, every life that's been deemed worthless by others. God sees them differently. In his eyes, their worth isn't determined by their social status, their bank account, or their ability to contribute to society. Their value is intrinsic, given to them by God himself. And this changes everything about how we should view human life. If God considers the blood of the poor and oppressed to be precious, how can we treat any person as if they don't matter? If God himself stands against exploitation and violence, how can we remain neutral when we see injustice happening around us? This passage challenges us to see people as God sees them, as precious, valuable, and worth protecting. So what does this mean for us as followers of God? How do we take these powerful truths about God's heart for justice and his value for human life and put them into action in our own lives? When we truly understand God's perspective, it fundamentally changes how we live and interact with others. Being instruments of God's grace and love isn't just about grand gestures or global initiatives. It starts in our daily interactions, in the small choices we make, and in how we treat the people we encounter. Maybe it's speaking up when we witness injustice in our workplace. Perhaps it's choosing to give our time to help someone who's struggling or using our resources to support those in need. Think about the spaces where you have influence, your family, your workplace, your community. These are the places where you can begin to reflect God's heart for justice and compassion. It might look like advocating for fair treatment of workers, volunteering at local organizations that serve the vulnerable, or simply showing kindness to someone who society often overlooks. Remember, we're not called to solve every problem or right every wrong by ourselves, but we are called to be faithful in our own sphere of influence. Just as God stands against exploitation and violence, we too can take a stand in our daily lives. When we see someone being treated unfairly, we can speak up. When we encounter someone in need, we can reach out to help. This isn't about earning God's favor or checking boxes on a religious to-do list. It's about allowing our hearts to be transformed by God's perspective and letting that transformation overflow into how we live our lives. When we truly grasp how precious each person is to God, it becomes natural to treat everyone with dignity and respect, to stand up for justice, and to show compassion to those in need. As we wrap up our reflection on Psalm 72, we're reminded of the beautiful interplay between divine kingship and compassionate justice. We've seen how this ancient prayer still speaks powerfully to us today, calling us to recognize both God's sovereignty and his deep concern for the vulnerable.
Let's close with a prayer. Lord Almighty, we stand in awe of your sovereignty and compassion. You are the King above all kings, yet your heart is tender toward the poor, the oppressed, and the forgotten. Teach us to reflect your justice and mercy in our daily lives. Help us to see others through your eyes, precious, valued, and worth protecting. May we be instruments of your grace, speaking up for the voiceless and extending love to those in need. Thank you for being our rescuer and redeemer, faithful in all things. Amen. Friends, may the boundless love of God guide your steps, the light of his presence shine brightly on your path, and his endless grace surround you and those you hold dear. Go forth in peace and joy, sharing his blessings wherever you go. Until next time, take care and stay blessed.